Dude, we're back.
Kick us in.
We're back.
Hey, Carl, make sure your mic's plugged in, okay?
57. Yeah. Francisco Rodriguez, formerly known as Aaron Slick.
You know what's funny is we have the most amount of people in this room that we've ever had, and like now, like we have more people, and now we still have like more problems. Like your mic's not plugged in.
I got 99 problems, and my mic is one.
Yeah, so, I mean, fuck, we can't even recreate the beginning of the other intro. That was...
You also started genuine. That with start over, and I don't like that.
Well, so. You started it with you're taller than me.
Is that not true?
Is that a lie?
I mean, it's unnecessary to bring up.
I think I'm taller than you.
First of all, both of you guys, both of you, all right.
Start over.
Two of you are getting DFA'd. Okay.
Start over.
I think, okay, real quick, your spirits are too high. We just got split by the Mariners. Bring us into the episode in a somber mood or else.
All right. Here I go. Hey, guys. Episode 57.
More somberer.
Okay. Guys, it's episode 57. We just lost 9-5.
Like the Vinny kid now.
Sunday afternoon.
The demonic Twitter.
Oh, okay. Account. Demonic guy? All right. Yeah, we're going to blow this. Yeah, Rysel's going to walk him. Yeah. Fucking Satan right. guy?
Yeah, no. I mean, Ramon Laureano vibes.
Okay, for real, for real. Episode 57. We're in the fucking lab. 405 West Commonwealth. Real trenches. Real G shit. Fucking barbershop with the boys and girl. We're out here putting on for the Angels, section 240. We're doing our thing. You know where to get your haircut if you ever want to get fresh for 240.
Shout out Rico's in Fullerton, 405 West Commonwealth, right by downtown Fullerton. So you come in here with no girls, you get a haircut, leave in crispy, leave with, and you're like walk down the street, you're swarmed with girls. Bro, or guys.
If we got Rysel Iglesias, to get a haircut here.
Oh my, well, he wouldn't. Like, I mean, like,
cut his barbers. I don't know. Overtime.
They cut his hair with like vibranium.
His current barber is working overtime.
Bro, his barber and Rysel, like the crispy hairline king, he probably already comes here. We just don't know it because that's how good my barber is.
What if we said his name? What if David came out and he's like, me gusta la adrenalina?
Yeah. What if he's like, hey, I know you guys do an Angels podcast here. We had an angel come in. Like, I don't know if you know him, like a Cuban guy, really sharp. Hairline, and I like, we'll be like, oh yeah, Rysel. Shout out him.
He'd be like, yeah, man, with la adrenalina, baby.
All right, so 405 West Commonwealth, come get your haircut, Google it, Rico de Benitez Salon, and get a haircut here, go to the game. It's the perfect distance. Two new additions, two new free agent pickups.
Steve Cishek and Tony Watson?
No, not the Angels, buddy, us. stick here, let's
okay,
go.
Okay.
We got Monica.
No, you just said we need codename.
I don't know her nickname yet.
MZ9.
I don't like that.
It's MZ9.
Why 9?
I'm going to let you guys figure this Maddie one Stafford. Out.
It needs to be like Angels related.
All right. Who's your favorite Angel? Not Mike Trout or Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those two.
I'm a Fletch fan. I love him. I love his awkwardness.
Right. Well, he's not that awkward.
I think he is, but I love it.
All right. And then we got Pete Soto. You want to let him say something?
I mean... Nickname.
P. Soto.
You could have gone with Goto.
P. Soto. Juan Soto.
I got nothing to say, but...
Yeah, so Pete's going to help us.
Hi.
Pete's going to help us with, like, storylines, and, like, he goes to, like, every game. So that helps, too. Getting, like, pictures and, like...
Pete is, like, a...
He's boots on the ground, is what I call him. Like, he's, like... We're CNN, and then he's boots on the ground. Like, he's fucking like, hi, we're here live in front of the White House. Everyone's trying to break
Pete,
in.
Pete is like, and this, I know this is going to piss you off, so I'm loving that I'm going to say it.
I'm already mad.
Pete is like me at parties. Like, you bring him on as a presence because you need him there to fucking
hey, bro,
EpiPen to the party, and Pete is that to the podcast.
Hey, what?
Because Pete's here to be like energy. He's fucking at every on the game. Ground. Yeah, and I'm boots fucking on the ground. Claws in the party.
No.
I'm telling you, it's a perfect analogy.
All right.
Let him have it.
Mad. You can have it, whatever.
You have a baseball with Motown Phenom on it.
That's my ball.
You're out of your mind.
Valuable.
Tell everyone that you tried to fucking autograph a baseball.
All right, I went to Vegas one time to get a Conor McGregor poster thing, and I just so happened to run into the Motown. I forgot his name. Kevin Lee?
Yes. Oh my
God. Ran into Kevin Lee, and I only had a baseball. I said, hey, sign this. And then he did. And now I have a Motown, probably the only one.
Hey, how about this?
The only signed baseball.
From Kevin Lee.
How about this?
Might be.
How about when Pete asked Trevor Bauer how much we offered him, and he said we didn't.
Yeah, that's boots on the ground type shit. That's like
incredible.
That's stuff that like to this day, Angel's Twitter still... I was in a space last night. Angel's Twitter was talking about how he didn't offer Bauer. And they were coming up with, like, speculatory reasons why. And then in my head, it didn't click till just now. I was like, oh, yeah. Boots on the ground broke that.
Look at you go.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. I thought of something crazy. Hopefully, I remember after so I could tell you guys.
Not on
it's
air?
It's what I tell you all the time when, all I, right. when I text you randomly.
I don't know. I no.
Yes.
No. Okay, so... We got Boots on the Ground, P. Soto, and then we got MZ9, which I
lit.
Don't like.
MZ9,
but we'll
lit.
Figure something out. It's going to be something else.
Just watch.
All right, so we got her. She is going to fill in and keep us in line, I guess.
I don't know if anyone can truly do that, but she's going to do her best.
Yeah, she's going
to
try.
I definitely try.
She's going
to
do her
she
best.
Was on Kings and, she was on Kings of the Jungle football stream that we used to do, and I think the vibes are right. And I think a girl's voice here helps because we just talk shit all the time. And, like, in a guy's perspective, we never include. Like, we're like, oh, yeah, go to a game, wear this, do this, do this. And then, like, girls are probably like, yeah, I can't do any of that.
Would or maybe they can. I have the jacket.
Also, non-binary podcast.
Also, you never asked her what she identifies as, and you just assume she identifies as a girl? And that's
so now
not
I'm
cool.
done.
That's not cool.
Now I am
it's okay.
done.
Okay. You got it right. You got
what
it right.
What if we met two girls that at the game that are like,
hey, what?
I have an Angels podcast, and they're just fucking turned up.
And they were fucking
would
like...
Would you be intimidated by that?
Yes.
I'd be scared. I'd be like...
There's... Like, dude...
I know for a fact he would be scared.
Yeah, yeah.
If two girls do an Angels podcast?
I'll be rattled.
Yeah, because all they gotta do is just be hot. They don't even have to... They could be like, yeah, Fletcher is
hey, bro.
Good.
Hey, what and about then, Halo Hotties? Fucking...
That horny page?
Let's go.
I want to make it on there, though.
Didn't they put... they put flames on us.
I want to make it on there because
they put
guys can
us.
Also be hotties. So that's my goal is I want to be Halo hottie.
Do it.
I want to. I mean, I don't run the page.
Do you want me to submit you for a submission?
That would be hilarious.
Send me your photo.
I'll make a page of horny Angels Twitter called Halo Hornies.
Oh.
That's a great page. But now it sucks because everyone's going to know who it is.
And then
if you started that on your own, it didn't say
and
anything.
And then it's LC.
I don't know what that is. We're not connecting right now. We're not linked. We're
LC,
not linked.
Dude. All right. How about a...
No, definitely not. That Carl is getting to a way horny part of horny Twitter.
Got
way,
it.
Way too horny.
I'm going to keep myself over all right. here.
Incredible the Angels, big week. Twitter. This is the Sunday episode. If you guys are fans, you know the Sunday episode isn't that long, but it's just more to keep you up to date. Look, I know you're listening. It's Monday. You're probably at work. You probably got a coffee, bacon, Gouda. You're chilling, and we're going to fill you in on what happened over the weekend. Someone brought an onion to Angel Stadium.
I did like that. I'll give her a lot of credit.
An actual onion.
I think I did on
really?
Twitter.
And I just tweeted, like, what was your favorite moment? I think that was my favorite
that
moment.
That was fucking tight.
Because, yeah, I mean, the dedication to that. And then someone texted me, like, yo, I can't believe someone took an onion. And I was like, that's
bro,
how
I'm
things
let,
start. Yeah, well, let him rip.
I'm going to let him go in on this because I saw someone said, what is this? And then he just automatic. Tell me you don't listen to the podcast without telling me you don't.
That's
listen
a dunk.
To it.
I like dunks.
That was fucking.
I like
that's
dunks.
Boots on the ground. That's fucking pull
boots
up
on the
logo.
Ground was dunking. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think some guy. I don't even know his name. I think his name's Zach.
Yeah. Zach. No names.
He. Nah,
fuck him.
He quoted the original tweet and said, "Like, what is this?" And I don't know if you guys are first time listeners or you guys are just barely joining us, but I think it was two episodes ago.
About two to three
episodes ago. Yeah. Max and Carl just
the birth
come out with just an onion or something like that. And I don't know if you guys know the girl or not. Her name is Siri?
Yeah, yeah. No, that's Max's sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he set you up for failure right there.
No,
yeah,
I did not know that at all.
Yes, you did.
That's okay.
Someone brought an onion.
Shout out to Sarai.
Let me be fucking cool.
Yeah, like, I did not know that.
A fan?
Fuck, dude.
Now I feel stupid.
No, don't.
No, no, no.
I'm
no.
On, like,
I set you up, Boots. I set
like,
you up. My
correlation,
bad.
Like family.
We blame yeah. Max.
My bad, bro. That was on me.
But she still brought an onion.
Yeah, but huge W turn.
It was still lit.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically like, kind of like on the board. Like, not too many people know that. And for her to bring an onion is just.
Okay, so my question, my number one question is. She just walked through the security like yeah with an onion
with an
yeah,
onion.
Yeah, what is security? Yeah.
I mean, I don't.
They don't check you.
I
let's
couldn't
be
imagine.
Real.
Well, I don't know. You're a girl. You tell me. They be checking me every time I walk in. Those are keys. That's your keys.
You
is
look
your
suspicious
is that your
as
phone?
Fuck.
Is that your, that's
you're an orange county.
Get him.
We're getting borderline. We're getting fucking borderline.
Get him.
I gotta stop calling. I can't. I gotta call her fucking
MZ9.
Oh, dude.
We'll come up with something.
Let them pick. What does she sound like?
Oh.
I mean, a girl?
Your cult girl.
I hope.
This guy's fucking crazy, dude.
I'm just kidding. All right, we're not gonna call her your cult
girl. Let's call her Clinton.
If you Monica start. Lewinsky. Oh, no.
Definitely not, brother.
Hey, Bill Clinton. So, what did you think about
that? All right.
I've had that my whole life, Flesh. Man.
All right,
Mrs. I did Flesh. Not have sexual Ooh, relations
with that woman.
Episode 57 has come to a screeching halt just because Carl is a raging alcoholic. Just kidding. All right, the games 2-2. Don't feel great about it, but I guess it could be worse.
The guy that fucking crushed a beer on camera yesterday.
You right.
Called me an alcoholic.
Yeah, that guy's like, look, I want fans like this. I was like, I didn't do anything.
You didn't finish the beer, huh?
Kinda.
No, you fucking did. I know you did.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did finish it.
You did it.
Go get it and check.
Bro, Laker Greg?
Go check.
Laker Greg FaceTimed me this morning. And Laker Greg, one thing about him that I love, consistency, always FaceTimes, never calls.
Mm.
So he FaceTimed me today. He goes, bro, Max got to stop chugging at games because he's slow.
There's no way that actually happened.
I swear to God.
Why the fuck would he say everything. That? Bro, why would he say that?
Me and Laker Greg FaceTime at least 5 times a day.
That's unhealthy.
No, that's my homie.
To just him FaceTime and then call you to tell you about how bad I chug at a game that you weren't at?
Well, we all felt like we were there because you were providing us with updates.
Ah.
Which was tight.
I like that.
I fuck with that, but also
dude,
chug better.
Let's get into it. Section 240.
Party in 240?
Party in 240. If you guys are getting single game tickets, I know, which is kind of dumb because we planned our vacation on the fucking worst week of all time because they're doing reopening day on June 17th.
But we didn't know that ahead of time, though.
That's true.
I know. So, in boots defense, on the ground, of course, we'll be there.
Like, yeah.
I think any event we talk about, he's going to be like, I'll be there. Like, I'm going to
be there. You know what we should do?
I might be there.
All-star game, I'll be there.
Like, you know what we should do?
I'm this close.
You need tickets?
You need to give me tickets?
Dude, we should.
I'm not going to be. I'm being Hawaii.
Yeah.
We should.
Who are you going with?
People.
That doesn't fly when I get
How many onions are you taking?
Yeah.
I don't know. How many tickets are you going to give me?
Who are you going with? Is what I'm asking.
I don't know. I just want to go.
Because we got to talk about people going to Angel games. Like, if you're gonna go, like, I want you to go. Like, there's rules, and we'll get to that. But Carl had something to say, so I don't want to cut you off. But we will.
No, I want a live like. So you typically go with your girl, right, to games?
Yeah, my girl and then my two sisters. So I typically go with my girl and then my two sisters. That's pretty much
so
it.
That's dope. Perfect number of people to film stuff if necessary. So I want Pete, boots on the ground, to be FaceTiming us in Hawaii while he's at reopening day.
Okay.
Yeah. That's fucking tight.
We got to be there somehow. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I think also if like Monica or I'm just going to call you Monica.
That's
I know
fine.
I made my rule.
I mean, that's
it.
My name.
Give me
so.
The ball.
No.
The ball's rattling you.
So I think what we should do is just two selfies, right?
Yeah.
Selfie of me, selfie of you, and then just put those in the chairs and be like, we're here.
I could do it.
We can't get cutouts. I don't know. How are you going to get those in? Or actually...
Yeah, it's fine. People get more things in.
I'll put you on a poster.
Sorry, you got an onion in.
I guess because it's like a sign, right?
Onion is more dangerous than a cutout.
That's actually accurate.
People are going to be like, who the fuck is this guy?
They could have knocked her. Someone could have... She could have knocked someone out with onion.
Dude, take a picture of you in that Iglesias one. Cut out that.
No. Oh, that's an incredible picture.
No, you're not getting the ball.
Why?
Yeah, cutouts seem like the move now. Now we just got to figure out how to make a cutout.
I'll figure it out.
You got a few
days. I think I know a guy.
I'll do it myself. I'll just order Fathead tomorrow delivery.
I'll do it.
Chris D'Elia, chill out. Yeah, you're more Chris D'Elia than we know.
All right,
yeah.
So let's get it. What were we talking about? Okay, so reopening day, June 17th, half price tickets. Check it out. But here's the thing. If you go, especially on a day like that, like I'll give some people some slack. If you go to like a Tuesday, Wednesday game, whatever. Like, I still want the energy high, but still like, it's a Tuesday, Wednesday. I understand. Like, people have jobs and shit. But if you go to an event like reopening day, like, wear red, wear Angel shit, wear a red A, and cheer. Like, because I can't have you just to go and then leave in the set. Like, go and cheer. If it's a blowout, you can leave. If we're blowing them out, you can leave. If we're getting blown out, don't
you have to stay.
You have to stay.
Yeah.
Dude, that actually was one of my gripes that I was thinking about the other day. Like, because we always have the conversation about jerseys and how, like, ours are kind of boring and shit. But we are more identified with as red, but, like, our home jersey is white.
White. Yeah.
So that makes it tough because, it's like, I have two different whites. I like wearing it, but it's like, how do you want me to be? Oh, like sea of red. It's like, well, no, I'm wearing the white
because we're home.
Yeah, so that's where it's like.
But I don't care. Like, I don't care to match with the team.
Mm. No. But like, I'm saying when
I'm a fashion my fashion first.
Like, imagine if the White Sox are like painted black and it's like they have the white pinstripes. Like, no, then you have to wear the fucking City Connect jerseys all the time. Mm. Like, that's how.
They should keep those, by the way.
Those are fucking
hard. They should be, like, yeah. Friday night, like, you know.
Dude, those are fucking hard.
It's my fault you can't really hear Boots on the Ground because I was going to go buy another mic. I didn't. Guitar Center was closed.
How about the Cubs leak?
Oh, dude, we can get into that right now. But if you go to the game, June 17th, wear red. And if you go Friday, Saturday, have to cheer, have to wear red, have to go hard. Sunday, I'll give you a little breather. Monday through Thursday, let's go 75%. Sunday, you go 50%. It's a family day.
Okay.
Also, I went to the game last night, Saturday. Too many kids in our section. So it was a kids party in 240. Not a fucking adult party.
That's not your vibe.
I need King of Diamonds in 240. I don't need Chuck E. Cheese in 240.
You need Perry's Burner.
Yeah, he goes hard. No, dude. Perry Pyro, you mean, right?
Yeah,
but it's Perry Burner. That's his thing.
He turns up. So if you guys do get single tickets for June 17th, make sure you get them in section 240. It's a great time. I know it's like me talking about me and you, Carl, but it's a great time. It's a fun time. If you've gone to a game with us, it's just random chugs and then random like balls flying in our section and like
pause,
not those kind of balls. Random balls flying in and then people getting mad. Some guy tripping Kevin Kiermaier. Anything can happen in 240. At the night show, anything can happen at the night show.
But okay. At 240. Don't try to make this a Travis Scott podcast.
It is now. So section 240, buy your tickets there. I want to see section 240 sold out.
What if Angel Stadium started selling cacti?
That'd be fire. See, here tight. We got to talk about that too, which is another fucking thing. Is like they just have the most bland shit, but we'll get to that later. Section 240, buy your tickets there. Turn it up. I was going to say something else, but I forgot what.
Oh, yeah,
Club 240. I think people are trying to start that too, where...
Club 240.
You know how like a certain fan base has
Club Dub?
No. It's like yeah.
What?
There's a team that I don't like to talk about.
Uh-huh.
They have a club and their club is named after the shade of blue that they wear.
Mm.
Okay.
So if we were like a Lions podcast, our club would be like Periwinkle 319.
Honolulu.
Honolulu Blue 25 or some shit, right?
Okay.
That would be a page for Lions fans to go root for the Lions, but not exactly the Lions.
Okay.
Like, you should know this. I'm surprised that you don't. I don't know what that is.
This?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You do know it.
Yeah, now boots on the ground confirmed.
I've seen
confirmed
rumblings of like, hey, the Angels need something like this. The Angels kind of, and we do like lack certain things other teams have. And I just thought, like, how tight would it be to just have, like, Club 240 or...
How about this?
Halo 240 or something 240.
Make it happen.
That's the Angels one.
How about this? Don't bring your fucking shorty around 240 because she's going to get took.
Well, me and my girl sat in 240 last night. So
and that's why you're a simp.
Jacket tweet. I know you saw it.
I like the response.
That was my favorite moment from the weekend was the jacket tweet. I have to say
only liked the response.
Yeah.
Simp.
Fair. Okay. Yeah, his was good too. Very supportive. The cutest shit I've ever seen. Shout out Boots on the Ground. Monica didn't even do it. She didn't even do anything.
I'm sorry.
This motherfucker.
I might have been wine drunk.
This motherfucker on my anniversary responds to my stories. He's like, yo, this is cute. I'm happy for you. I'm like, hey, fuck you for making me say thanks. Like, I really appreciate it.
Thanks for being so nice.
Yeah. I'm like,
maybe that's one thing he doesn't really get is like, we're like never really nice to each other. Yeah. So it's like, when you are nice to each other, like, it's weird.
Don't fucking make me.
Like, being mean to him is, like, how we tell each other, like, yo, you're, like when Carl takes a picture and I see him, for me to be nice to him, I'll just be like, you don't even look that tall. Like, I'll just say that. And then
he'll be like, your shoes are ass.
Dude, okay. Like,
brand new. Fucking J's.
Cubs. Oh, you actually do have another job.
Okay.
You have to write down what we're talking about. Like, not, like, so right now we just talked about Club 240. You would just start Club 240.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. Now that she's here, I'm really happy.
And get us coffee.
I'm really happy.
I'm just kidding.
I'm really happy that she's here so I could tell her this in person.
Oh.
Congratulations on graduating again.
Thank you so much.
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
I get it.
I'm really proud of you.
She did all my work. That's yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why.
I did. I worked really hard for it.
She did.
So
we did.
Thank
you. I'll put your name on the diploma.
Just added it in pencil.
Double major.
I'll put it in there.
She's double major with a minor. Look at me. I'm killing it.
Shout out you.
She's out here.
Okay, so the Cubs, Wrigleyville jerseys. I actually like.
Do you?
I actually like them. You don't like them?
No.
The thing is, I'm scared to talk shit on any City Connect because then ours hasn't come out yet.
That might be some bad karma.
Yeah. Not this year, though.
They look like the Rays. Like, it is like lazy as fuck. That's to me. But so.
But it is hard. Not everyone. Like the Ray, but like the,
yeah.
Not every single one's going to hit, though, you know?
I know, but here's my thing. If the Dodgers put out some fucking heat and we put out some mid bullshit like that,
yeah,
it's going to be that much worse.
So who do you think's designing these?
So
bro?
The Sox put out some fucking gas.
Yeah.
And then Wrigleyville?
Is it the same person designing all of them?
I don't know. I mean, it's probably someone at Nike, someone with the Angels. Like, I think whatever. I think his hat is probably what it's going to revolve around.
I think so too. Hey, and listen.
I think it's going to be Disney too. I think it's going to be Disney too.
Is hindsight 2020 Monday morning quarterback type shit? But if they were smart, they would have gotten like a street artist or like a someone from each city to design the City Connects.
That would have been dope.
They'll probably do that later on. I mean,
they're going to take my idea.
You got to think is like what
trademark.
I always
think
is like why would they need
like the Yankees need to have fucking Banksy design there?
Why would they need to do that? Like why? Like
why would they need? Because think about the exposure of street
culture.
The
Yankees one is gonna be fucking like cream and fucking.
Think about street culture to the MLB. Like that crossover would be so tight.
They don't care. This isn't the NBA. They don't care about that.
Maybe they should.
What are you talking about?
I'm just playing the other side. Like I agree with you. I think they should get people to like local art. Maybe not local artists, but like people directly related to the team or some form to help out. Yeah, like. But it's just this isn't the NBA. It's not gonna happen. Like you're gonna get what I give you.
All right, listen,
and you're gonna shut up like and wear it.
Maybe not like an artist.
Hey, I'm Rob Manfred. You're gonna wear it because I made it.
Hey, Robert, suck my balls.
Hey, you see that Wrigleyville jersey? You're gonna
I designed it.
You're gonna Imagine Rob Manfred on Photoshop. Just like
he probably
like,
approved.
Imagine like
I like it.
Imagine like let's say imagine like Houston X Paul Wall City Connect collab.
Ooh.
Like, that would be fucking tight.
Or yeah, like, but it's like Anaheim doesn't have any.
Or like, yeah, they do.
Ooh.
It's
Gwen Stefani?
It's Los Angeles.
Gwen Stefani going to design our shit?
Schoolboy Q.
You want Gwen?
Blow me.
You want
blow
Gwen
me.
Stefani?
Blow me. Schoolboy Q.
It's going to say Anaheim Bananas.
It's like, going to say Anaheim all lowercase?
We're probably going to be the Anaheim Bananas. Dude, you know what? I just started it. Our City Connect jersey is Anaheim Bananas.
Hey,
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
If Schoolboy Q did ours, it would be all lowercase Anaheim and then the H capital.
Bro, I literally think I'm gonna just make that custom jerseys Anaheim Bananas B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
No, you have to sing it in the vibe.
Is that Gwen Stefani?
It is
yeah.
Gwen.
Okay, yeah, that's gonna be our shit.
Hey, dude, stick to your guns.
I am,
because you were riding with it, and then you said, "Is
I
that
no her?"
Even
Christina,
if it's not,
Christina Aguilera. There's another one that like might be from here. I don't know. They're all the same to me.
Britney Spears,
Gwen Stefani, and no. Who else are pretty close?
Just kidding.
Like in like, your girl's white boy. You on?
Oh,
who the fuck is Gwen Stefani? God,
Gwen Stefani's. Anaheim legend.
From Anaheim.
Her
right?
And Jose Rojas, Anaheim legend.
Anaheim native.
She all is right. From.
So we're going
to
be the
there
Anaheim.
There has to be somebody else. No?
Yeah, Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-S. That's going to be our team.
Nah,
City Connect,
know.
All yellow bananas. Like that's
I just think it hurts my feelings that they fumble the bag so many times. With like they have so many
but
cool
they don't,
things.
Though.
Yes, they do.
Who's the average Cubs fan? They're all going to. They love that shit. That's like when you tell
all
like
the Cubs.
Like that's like when you tell like a white person like yo, like put that ketchup aside, bro. Try this, and then they try it, and they're like, this
salsa.
Is fucking fire, and it's like barely
try
like
try this.
It's like rains. It's like mild. It's like mild, and they're like, this is electric.
Nah, but I'm saying the crossover.
That's the thing.
Because think about like the average. Think about like a kid growing up in Chicago. That's like a Cubs fan, but he don't really give a fuck about the baseball. You don't care about the team because he's like, but like I'm from Chicago, so I'm a Cubs fan. But then he sees like.
Yeah, he's going to want the
but
White
then
Sox
he
see, one.
Let me finish. But then he sees Big Sean designed this. Or fuck it. You know what I mean?
He
no, he's
the
Kanye
he
West.
He's Kanye or yeah. Like Chance the Rapper designed this.
Chance
you know?
The Rapper's
like,
for sure.
Big
I
in
just
Chicago.
Don't think. I think you're living in 2035, brother.
Okay.
Well, maybe the MLB should be living in 2035.
They will in 2050.
Like, I think what the Giants did with Pride shit is fire.
That is fire. Mm-hmm. Aubrey Huff punching
I think
air
that's
right
fire
now.
Too.
Aubrey Huff is fucking like.
I actually agree.
You can't keep getting away with this.
I didn't think about that, but like, yeah, I guess they should do like city artists and rappers, like they.
If it's really City Connect, like connect to your fucking
yeah,
city,
but
bro.
But bro, that's this is city gentrification jerseys. Like we're just gonna do, we're just gonna do what appeals to you.
Miami shit connected to the Cuban community. That shit's fucking fire.
Yeah.
The South Side shit, bro. I guarantee you. You know how many motherfuckers in Chicago rappers are gonna be wearing those?
Like, yeah, that's fire.
All
like,
over.
Yeah, no, but I mean that kind of shows it, like, because the South Side is kind of more gangster, more fucking like hood. And that's what the jersey shows. And then Wrigleyville is kind of more white. And that's kind of like why it's like Wrigleyville. Like, you've been.
That might be a good point.
You haven't been to Wrigley, have you? Or you have?
I have not been to Wrigley.
I have. It's white.
Yeah, see, I've been to Southside, Chicago. I've been to US Cellular. Some dogs.
And so the only ones that have come out are Miami, Chicago.
Boston was first.
Oh, yeah. Boston, which that one, that one was cool. No. I think the meaning behind it kind of like you get a pass.
What was it?
The Boston Marathon.
So it was like blue and yellow?
Blue, like UCLA colors. Okay. So I think that one, like regardless of what you think, it stands for a good thing. So Boston, Chicago, Southside, obviously, incredible. Miami, incredible. Cubs, I like, but I know you weren't going to like it just because of how, like it's a cool jersey. It's just not, Chicago White Sox, but it's cool. It kind of reminds me of like the Dallas Mavericks jersey I have. Like that one, the blue, the navy blue, like that one's cool. Yeah, that's true. It's boots hard, on the ground, man. Saying pinstripe. So if they go pinstripe pants, it might make sense. So
yeah, I think they should just go like navy blue pants, just straight up like the like what the White Sox did.
Yeah,
the
solid color.
I don't like color on color, but I mean, whatever.
The Sox won't work.
I mean, the Sox killed it. And I think you brought up a point that you didn't mean to. Is like imagine you're a kid and you're like getting into baseball and you're like, damn these. You didn't bring up that point. You said imagine Kanye did that shit. No, imagine how they look, regardless of an artist designing them. Even now, whoever the fuck designed them, user 355 at Nike, a kid's gonna be like, oh, I want the black one. I don't want the navy blue one.
Yeah.
And they don't care about the team. Later on, they'll be like, oh yeah, I had a White Sox jersey. You know what I mean? You kind of brought it up, kind of didn't. I said you brought it up unintentionally.
No,
so you didn't.
I'm saying more so like, okay, like when we were younger, it was like who was tight? Like Eminem was tight, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was like Eminem. It was like Dr. Dre. Like imagine we're like growing up right now, and we like the Angels kind of, but like we don't like them enough to follow them. And then it's like the Angels put out these new jerseys, and Dr. Dre designed them.
Yeah.
It's like that opens up a whole new realm of not only potential fans, but like it expands the culture. And I know baseball doesn't give a fuck about expanding culture.
That's the thing. They've
showed us that. Yeah, and I know, like.
But it would. But to your point, it would
open up
expand
the doors
the culture.
To like. And someone like Yermin Mercedes, who today had the fucking Yerminator in his head.
Bro, he had what?
He got a haircut and Yerminators in the side of his head.
Gas.
Bro, and he's.
We need more players like that.
He's a trailblazer for like the whole new generation. We know we've had them like. Tim Anderson, like Tatis, Juan Soto even. Like, I try to do Juan Soto on my Sunday League game today. I look at the pitcher, and then I got intimidated. So, I don't know how he does it in the World Series against Justin Verlander. So, and he just fucking hits a fucking moonshot off him. So, I don't know. I just think baseball's had this like, agenda of, what was it? Let the kids play last year, and then now it's like grow the game, kind of. It's like, how are you going to grow the game if the kids that are the future to grow the game
mm-hmm.
are not even, you're not catering to them, you're not incorporating
and you should be.
Them.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be. I mean, like it's.
Like nobody's going to buy that jersey.
It seems so simple. Yeah, no one's going to buy Wrigleyville. Like yeah, I mean.
Which one am I going to choose?
You are.
The White Sox or the.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. South. Right. You want Wrigleyville or you want fucking South Side on the front? Like, come on, bro. It's an easy pick.
I guess it just depends where you're from.
It's like if.
That.
Hey.
No,
hey, if you fucking tell me the Dodgers and Angels, one has Orange County, the other one has Compton on it, like, bro, it's an easy fucking pick.
I'm not buying the Compton one.
I know, but for a kid, it's an easy pick.
Yeah.
And it's like they should be striving to do that with every jersey. Every single jersey should get the reaction that Miami got, the one that Chicago, that the Sox got. Like, it should be home run, out of the park every time. You're Nike, you're this bajillion-dollar corporation. You have people... that are way smarter than me.
You have the resources to do it.
And you can, like, you're telling me that you can't come up with something better than Wrigleyville with some bullshit, like.
I think the thing is they think they killed it. And they might have, bro. Like, imagine. So, again, we go back to this. Baseball's demographic, 55-year-old white man.
Mm-hmm.
He's not wearing a Southside jersey, bro. Well, he has to. Yeah, Tony La Russa.
You didn't hear it. Boots just said Tony is fucking TLR saying I'm legit.
I'm buying a new mic tomorrow because I'm
Hall of Fame.
These are electric trips. Brother.
So I'll put it in the middle, but it's not gonna pick up either one. It's gonna be tough.
They're trying to appease the middle aged.
But that's where Caucasian. They keep fucking up. Because that's not the future.
Well, not really, because they're the one buying season tickets.
Nah, but listen, they're the one buying season tickets, but they're not the one buying jerseys.
No.
How many 55-year-old white men you see wearing jerseys at the game?
Yeah, they are. They're buying it for their kids, though.
So the kids are going to say, Dad, I want the fucking Southside, bro.
Yeah. Sure, but because that's the younger
dad's
going to
be like, nah, you getting the fucking pinstripe. Wrigleyville. Like, relax. Like,
there's no way.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, they're to a 55-year-old dad, the Southside one's not appealing. Like, he's like, he's not going to go out of his way to. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Depending on what dad. But I mean, whatever. I mean, look, I can't say shit until ours come out. Then if ours come out and ours are gas, then I'm fucking raking everyone's down. Is gonna
have to do with, like, Gene Autry.
I really think it's going to be Disney.
Yeah. I think the Disney one too, but then it's like.
I think it's going to have orange, like something orange in it.
I don't think we're like contractually able to have Disney shit.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh.
I think there's going to be like something orange related, like a literal orange.
Yeah.
Or bananas.
But Gene Autry's a good one. Yeah.
All right. Well, what else?
Maybe some games.
I guess. Why are you sad now?
Sad about Wrigleyville, bro.
We were talking about something else I was going to bring up.
We have so much potential.
Oh, yeah. Club 240. Someone needs to start that. You were going to say something, but don't leave your shorty in 240?
Nah, don't leave your shorty in 240 around us.
I definitely will not leave her there. I want to see 240 sold out. I don't know how you got that, but yeah. Okay, let's get into some games.
I have a fucking
Carl. Oh no, let's not get in. Let's get into some games and then we'll get into some MLB games. We played Over the Line this weekend, right? Actually, we were there so I could film my video for the Barstool Barn Burner.
Have you looked at the footage?
No. When that comes out, please, I need you guys to juice it. I need you guys to pump it up. Say, hey, you're so good. You're so talented at everything you do. Dallas or White Sox Dave, you'd be a fool not to pick them on your team.
If we don't go to Arizona this weekend, I'm going to film mine all Saturday.
I'll help you Saturday because I have to work Saturday, but I will help you.
So we probably aren't going? I'll find out tomorrow. We might have lied on accident, but don't hold us.
We got ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Flights went up. Offers got approved.
If we didn't have to go to the most beautiful island on planet Earth the next day.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that also.
We would have been able to drive there. It would have been no problem. We would have been able to spend the weekend there. But
yeah.
I also got to figure out how we're going to get this shit.
And you got to be ready.
How are we going to get this shit to Hawaii?
We got over. Hey, anyone that listens to this has a plug at FedEx?
I have one, actually.
Anyone that has a better plug.
You can't put
than
in
Max?
Your backpack?
When I travel, I don't carry anything. No, I carry my wallet and my keys.
It don't take up a shitload of space, though.
No, I'm just bougie. When I travel,
okay,
the
not bougie guy.
When I travel, I will ship my dirty clothes back and then just come home with an empty backpack.
I
do it every time.
I'm okay.
Domestic, not international.
I'm a normal person, so I take all my shit in my bag and I realize.
Always come back with more stuff.
We're going for 5 days, and I'm going to pack like I'm going to shit my pants every single day.
You need to have like 2 to 3 outfit changes.
You know what's funny is mine.
I'm doing Hawaii in July, and I can't figure out how to do only a carry-on.
Why would you not go when we're going?
I found out after.
Yeah, there's a couple people whose feathers are ruffled that they didn't catch an invite. Sorry. But hey, it's neither here nor there.
All right, so true. I was filming my thing.
And that wasn't directed at you, by the way.
It was.
It wasn't.
100%.
I'm not ruffled. I'm still going.
You're ruffled, bro. You're ruffled. Okay, so I filmed my thing at a park and at a high school, undisclosed location. You guys will see. And I'm sure you guys, I don't know how many of our listeners try to sneak into high schools or sneak into anywhere they're not supposed to be. Security was on their shit. The second we stepped onto that school, it was about like eight of us. So yeah, Paul Blart
was there, literally there.
And the second we step on...
On a Segway?
The second that we step on the campus, they're like, yeah, nah, we're not playing this shit. Get the fuck out. And I'm already feeling, like, embarrassed. I'm like, fuck, like, this is embarrassing. Like, I need a place to film my shit. I don't want to do it at a regular park. I want it to look professional. And then...
This was one instance where me being late benefited me.
In the span of 15 seconds, they said, hey, we're going to call the cops to... 15 seconds. We're going to call the cops, and then 15 seconds pass, and then it's like, you know what? Just don't try any funny shit. Have fun. And I don't know what happened in that, like, life moment. Like, I'm thinking that, like, one of us overtook the security guard's body and was just like,
I have a theory.
Hey, you're so cool. Have fun. But, you know, we eventually got on the field, played a ton. Carl hit a dinger, I think. I didn't see it with my eyes, but I heard it. And then... Carl actually played Sunday League. So you want to talk about your Sunday League adventures?
I have a theory, though.
Shoot your theory.
I have a theory for why the cop or the fucking security person
let the narc?
You in. The cop.
Why Paul Blart let you in.
Why?
They had a That's So Raven moment, like a premonition where they went like, look back. And then they came back. And they saw White Sox Dave in Dallas saying like, with a 48th pick in the Barstool Barber.
Well, I don't think there's going to be that many.
With the 623rd pick in the Barstool barn burner.
If I'm not first, I'm not playing.
With the 1,938th pick
in I think
the
I'm Barstool gonna say barn burner. I think in my video, I'm going to be like, if I'm not first, I'm not playing.
The Dallas Braden select Max Air Jordan.
Yeah, no, I'm just going
to
get cut.
So I think the Paul Blart saw that in the future, and they're like, we need to let him on to film this for this.
He needs to do this.
Yeah, no, the video is going to be tight. I got it kind of planned out so far. I just need one more piece, and then I think we'll be groovy. So...
Yeah, it was
talk good. About your Sunday League.
It was a good day.
You played Sunday League today.
I played Sunday League today. I have not played a competitive baseball game in probably 4 years. I have not taken live pitching since I went to the batting cage probably a year and a half ago. And let me tell you, it's not easy. First at bat, go down 0-2. I'm convinced I'm going to strike out. Get fucking beaned in the arm right where I got my vaccine. And I think the microchip moved a little bit.
Yeah.
So
think it's now on the other side.
Yeah, I don't feel great about that. Mm-hmm. Second at bat, I got good wood on it. It was my first time playing a wood bat league. Nice little oppo shot, but it was
like, legit?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hella pop. It was right to the right fielder. And then, so I wasn't too mad about it. No Ks. And then next at bat, come up, bases loaded. Full count. Base hit back up the middle. Drove in 2 runs. And, I mean, fuck, it's hard to, like, talk about this without sounding like I'm talking about myself. But, basically, Sunday League's cool. It's, like, it's just kind of weird to be, like, I'm 27 years old and I'm playing in a baseball game that's not in the MLB. Like,
who cares?
I know, but it's still weird to be, like...
Oh, let you have your thing. Enjoy it.
It's, like, oh, man. Like, yeah, I got a hit. It's, like, yeah, the guy was throwing 82. Like, that's so good. I know, but I'm saying, like, oh, Mike Trout's looking at 99. Yeah.
With movement.
Yeah.
Nasty.
So,
yeah.
So, I mean.
But we all can't be Mike Trout.
Correct.
Speaking of him, I miss him.
Oh, yeah.
You miss him?
I miss him.
Bro, his team's good.
I want to see his ass.
Even with him? Like, oh, my God.
I want to see his ass.
It's like where our seats are in 240. Again, if you go 240, you get the front row seat at Trout. And, like, right now we have a front row seat at Lagares. And, like, no disrespect to Juan, but.
You're not Mike Trout.
You're not on a 50-foot poster in front of the stadium.
You know who should be on a 50-foot poster?
Me.
Our waiter from Biggs.
Bro,
dude, we had the most handsome fucking waiter I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
And he was like,
and he was trying to overserve.
You know, I have the hookups at Biggs, right?
He was trying to overserve.
If you have the hookup with him, good luck.
I know 2 servers there.
Okay, well, this guy
at Biggs, girls.
Girls.
This guy at Biggs was like the most handsome fucking dude I've ever seen.
And might be the tannest guy I've ever met with the bluest.
And I went like this.
Wow.
I was like, yo, like, and then I was like, this guy's fucking made of chiseled out of stone. Like,
oh,
love
my
that.
Gosh.
I love him.
Yeah, if he was like...
Dude, speaking of Biggs...
I'm going to find out who this is.
I want to go there right now.
Dude, if he was like, hey, the Angels win the World Series if we go back to the crib, I'd be like, what's your address?
I'm there.
And I wouldn't even
type it into my Google Maps.
Drop the pin. Send a location.
If he told me Mike Trout's playing next week, if you come to my crib, I'll be like, I was going to go to your crib anyway. Okay. With or without Trout.
He was like Taylor Lautner if he was from California.
Okay. Oh, he was prime Taylor Lautner.
Bro, but then he had a perfect platinum mohawk.
I'm going to find out his name for you guys.
Well, now you know.
Like, oh, but he likes us.
Like, I'm still going to find out your name. Know.
Maybe.
Well, there's no shot.
Anyways, all right. Carl's game is cool. Monica, how was your weekend? Good weekend?
It was good.
What'd you
do? Good. Wine tasting.
Like always.
Shout out to Maria.
Here's a big wine.
It's her birthday.
Dude, so Carl has this little series going on, and I'm going to call it little every time. How do you...
Who my is cousin that? Just texted me that I played with today. He said, my dog piecing up some balls today. Right. Let's go!
Very weird. How do you feel about doing a clip with her, but wine?
Perfect.
Like, that would be funny, right?
Let's go.
Yeah, we did one on Friday.
We could build that shit up, too.
We did one on Friday. It was the funniest thing ever. Carl, he's branching out, finally.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of he's leaving the bird nest, and I'm the mama bird. No, I want him to leave. Fly.
I've been trying to let him have his time, and he's just taking too long.
Yeah, the mama bird. Forever. I want the mama bird to like fly,
forever, dude.
And
you want to have a party?
So we filmed something at the stadium, and it couldn't have gone any better. I'm really happy for him. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's cool.
I wanted to beat up that guy.
Can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I mean, that's gonna happen. Though.
I almost fucked him up.
It's not worth it. I mean, dude, like.
Okay, serious question.
The thing, when I see there is, I know you say you want to fight. What I see there is a perfect opportunity for me to just make fun of you.
You should have filmed him.
I did a little. I haven't looked at the footage, but I know I did. He's just like, he said something, and it's just, that just tees up a perfect, like, roast opportunity. And it's like,
I
he's like, yo, hurry up. And I was like, yeah. And it's an older guy. I'd be like, yeah, we know you don't have much time left on planet Earth.
Yeah.
So, not at this game, on Earth.
So we're recording something, and then I'm like getting my drink, and like we're filming. We literally, I'm not joking, we took an extra 20
we probably
seconds.
Were faster than ever. No, we were in normal transaction time. Not faster, not slower, normal transaction time.
So this fucking guy is in the back, like it was like close to the seventh inning, but he had time.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, hurry up. Like, I gotta get my drink. Like, it doesn't matter who you are, like I need my drink. And then I like turned around. And I'm sure he thought he was just going to get away with talking shit to someone. And
yeah.
And I turned around and I was like, hey, dude, sorry for taking the extra 20 seconds to totally ruin your night. And then he's like, nah,
he turned around quick. Yeah.
Nah, you know, it's all good, bro. I'm like,
he backpedaled
fuck
so
out
fast.
Of my face.
So
dude.
Quick.
So fast.
But I have a serious question regarding that.
And then people were like, who are you? And we're like, we're just guys with a camera. Like, we don't have to be anybody.
He asked me, he's like, so who are you? Like, what's your channel? And I was like, I'm the guy that ruined your night by taking an extra 20 seconds. Yeah. And he's like, oh, like that? And I was like, yeah.
He's like, oh, come on.
Exactly, man. Like that.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny. Anyone that works at the stadium, and I'm not going to, but I just want to know, if you get in a fight there and like you get kicked out and shit, do they have your face on like a wanted poster? Like, don't let this person in? Or
that's
what,
good to
what
know.
I don't know how you get banned from a stadium. I just
like, how would they know?
Just use a different.
It's like that TikTok shit. Like, yeah. They're going to know.
No one's going to
know. They're going to know.
How will they know?
They're right. Going to know.
So, Monica, a good wine tasting weekend?
I did, yeah.
Nice. You just do that all the time, huh?
What did you do this week?
What else is there to do?
Well, she's not done talking about her weekend.
It's all good.
Oh, no. Monica took like one of the cutest pictures I've ever seen in my life with her mom.
Isn't it cute? That was a great picture. Shout out to Maria.
That was a great picture.
All right. Have you been to any Angel games lately?
Yeah, I have. Not lately.
What the fuck, bro?
I've been busy.
Get your ass to a game. Take a selfie.
Well, Max hasn't invited me yet.
Hey, dude.
Didn't even invite me.
$18.
Awkward.
He didn't invite me yesterday. He fucking was being a simp.
You know, his girl was going to invite me, not even him.
Yeah, and you didn't want to go.
It was my mom's birthday.
Bring her ass.
You know, Maria would love that.
Party in 240 with Maria.
Maria's the party, and you know that.
There's so... Bro, Angel's
Milk... What if someone turns 40 in 240?
Angel's Milk are on the rise. Oh, my 40th birthday in 240.
There's not going to be a 240 by then. It's going to be like a fucking futuristic stadium.
Yeah. Everyone's going to be watching from home.
It's bullshit.
Milf's in 240.
Maybe.
Mama rough.
Your mom. Yo, what the fuck, bro? Chill. All right. Club, somebody on Angel's Twitter start Club 240. I don't know who... Probably Halo Easy. Somebody start it.
No, Halo Easy can't slander anything.
All right. Soto, how was your weekend? What'd you do? You went to a couple games, right?
Yes, I went to a couple in San Fran.
Where the fuck's he going?
I got one in Oakland. I think that was when
Quintana went... Yeah, you were just like, boots on the ground.
Yeah, Quintana went like four innings or something like that.
And then, I'm mad at you when you took a picture with Rysel and he had a hat on.
Dude, I was so mad at the picture.
You got to be like, yo, take your hat off, bro. Like, I need to see it.
No, if you look at the picture, it just looks like he's like, dude, hurry up and take the picture. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying.
Like, hurry up.
Trying to get out of here.
Was he mad?
No, he was cool about it.
Was it after the game or before?
It was after the game.
He's probably tired.
How do you say hairline in Spanish?
I don't know.
Dude, weird fact, I do not speak Spanish. I do not speak Spanish. All right,
fair.
A couple of players will like
anyone,
talk. Like,
for anyone asking.
Yeah. Well, because some of the players only speak Spanish.
Some of the players will come up to me and like speak Spanish. I'm like,
no hablo.
Yeah, no hablo Espino. Like,
damn, bro.
So
I want to meet Rysel. I need to meet Rysel. I don't know how.
He's chill.
Is he by the bullpen a lot? Like when you go, so you go early a lot, right?
Yeah, I go 2 hours early every game.
Every game, two hours
early. I'm probably like the first one.
I love that. And then like, how many guys like? Because I used to go get autographs, but I don't have time anymore. How many guys like actually stop now? Like, does it, a lot of them or?
You'd be surprised.
You get a ball all the time. Like, every time
you'd
you go.
Be surprised.
Do they still do it after? I once waited after, and yes. Not one person signed anything, but they had lost. So
a lot of bullpen guys.
Okay.
A lot of bullpen guys.
I want a photo where I sell.
Like I try to stop Taylor Ward, but like their favorite line because of like COVID and everything. Like we can't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like BS. Like I know you can.
If you really wanted to.
Yeah,
you
if
could.
You really want to, like you can just take the ball and, you know, I have a wristband that's like. In the the COVID vaccination, whatever.
I'm just going to take my vax card with me and hold it up. Like.
Yeah, just slap it on my forehead. Like, dude, I'm vaccinated. Sign my baseball.
Yeah.
All right. That's tight, man. We got boots on the ground here. We need a photo with Rysell, I was saying. Like, we for sure need it. So
super chill.
All right. You didn't go to a Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No.
None against the Mariners?
Surprisingly not.
Scared of Key, huh?
No.
Scared of Keenan Milton, huh? All right. Let's get into that. Keenan was kind of like bring on the weekend, huh, Carl?
Stop with that. This motherfucker came in like was it 6-2 game?
Yeah, it was pretty. So Thursday. Yeah.
So Thursday, I guess, is a good way to just segue into the games. This motherfucker, Keenan Middleton, and I say motherfucker loosely because I don't dislike him, but.
He just stood us up once.
He stood us up twice.
Twice.
And fool me one time, shame on me, but you know what they say about the second time. And he comes in, and the situation between him and the Angels and the departure has not been smooth by any means. So
I think him and the Angels is good. Him and Angels Twitter have a problem.
No, him and Angel fans.
Yeah, I think the Angels.
No, but I'm saying like the whole trend, like he was super quick on the draw. He was like, yeah, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to become the villain.
Yeah.
And so everyone's kind of like, fuck this guy. I mean, you got people like us that are normal humans that are like super, yeah, whatever. Go do your thing in Seattle, but also like we don't really care. And then there's people that are like, this fucking guy.
We're not loud enough.
Like he fucking tarnished everything. They like search when he gives up a home run. They're like, ha ha ha. It's like, bro, like you're doing too much. And yeah. I get the animosity because it's like when someone attacks your team, especially an ex-player, you want to be like, hey, bro, just leave. Like,
it's also like
suck
not
balls and leave.
Like it's also not true. Like the stadium's rocking.
I know, and that's where he kind of like, that's where he crossed the line to a lot of people, and I get it. But he comes in on Thursday night where we lost 6-2. Started off really promising. Walsh hit a nuke. I think Onion hit a nuke to start.
Yeah.
And then Walsh hit one. And that was it. Like
he just died.
And that was that.
They just died. Justin Sheffield again. For the second time this season, just has us in fucking
the guy's
shambles.
Iron,
man. Lefty. Oh, he's a piece of shit.
Mm. Why?
Because he lights us up.
Oh, I thought you meant like he's that. Like when you say piece of shit, I think like a woman beater or something.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah,
he's the angel beater.
I mean, yeah, that's also
that's a piece of shit.
Just up there, it's just as bad.
Yeah.
So Sheffield has our number definitely. Him and fucking bootleg Justin Turner have our fucking number.
Yeah, that guy's crazy.
I hate that guy.
But that night Keenan came in and he. He pitched like a scoreless, I think, bottom of the eighth or something. And he was like you can't see me, but he was like looking at the crowd.
I remember seeing that.
He's like, bring it on, bring it on. Like rain the booze on me kind of shit.
Bring him out. Basically, you can play bring him out, bring him out. Yeah.
And Mariners Twitter had a fucking field day with that.
Yeah.
Like the Mariners social media team.
Yeah.
So don't let us get hot with that because... Friday came around.
Just bounce back. Oh, my. Dude, Friday. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I just got a fucking raging boner from Friday.
Correct.
Seeing our guy, Crispy Hairline King.
Carl,
Rysell,
can I come sit next to
get
you?
Get a fucking 6-out save.
The guy from Biggs is on his way.
Dude, that was.
Because your fucking boner's coming out of your pants.
That was fucking the most, like, I don't know, being a part of that, like, that being a part of 240, when that's going down, when base is loaded, no outs. And then he, like, flies a guy out and then strikes out two.
All right.
It couldn't be more electric.
Let me paint it for you. Let me paint it, and then you
paint
fucking
it.
Run
paint
with it.
Paint it.
I'll paint the scene, and then you fucking
paint it. Paint
take
Friday.
It home,
paint Friday.
Right?
Let's go.
So Friday night, we had been anticipating this game. We knew we were going to go. It was obviously going to be Max and I, and then the other two were up for debate. So we're kind of talking about it, like, who should we take? Who, like, what's it going to be? Whatever. Friday rolls around. My dad asked me for help on something, so I'm not going to stand him up. So I went to help him, and I ended up being a little late to the game. If you follow the Twitter account, you know, because Max was having a fucking field day with that. And so I show up about, ironically, I walk in as Anaheim native is hitting a fucking rope off the right field wall.
Yellow line.
Right truthers. Above the yellow line. So I walk in. We take the lead immediately. Coincidence? Maybe not. I get to the seats. It's a fucking party immediately because it's like when you're waiting for your homie to get to the party and he gets there and it's like, let's go. Like that one
video of that coach walking in. He's just
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's fucking funny. Yeah,
exactly.
See, like that's
that.
Funny.
It's like that. That's so funny. So I walk in there and the place, say what you want about 240, is a party.
Yeah.
So we're in there. We're doing our thing. We're with Bass Pro Nick and Tito Simp Lord.
Tito Trips.
Yeah. So we're in there with Tito Trips and Bass Pro Nick, and we're having a fucking blast, right? It's 3-2 most of the game. We get to the eighth inning. Mike Myers somehow, and not doing the hot dog or the knife thing with, that Max normally does, he finds a way to load the bases in like 12 pitches, which is pretty fucking impressive, if you ask me.
I didn't even know they were loaded. Remember, I was like, they're loaded?
So, we're there. We're like in shock because like this game is slipping out of our hands immediately.
I was halfway through a hot dog. Didn't know what was going on.
I had like, no idea.
What the fuck is going on?
And Myers loads the bases, and then he gets pulled, and then you cue the fucking Vicente Fernandez El Rey. And
oh, my God.
Rysel.
Chills.
Bro, and
chills.
Rysel, chills right now. Rysel, the god,
chills.
Comes out to the mound, and I'll let you take it from here.
Bro. That song, I don't know that song by name, whatever, but
that's why I'm here.
When I hear it, chills. I literally get chills. And it's crazy because we've all seen Rysel, like we've seen him good and then we've seen him not good. And it's like, what's the difference? It's like, you just tell him like, hey, this game is a safe situation. And then he's like, oh, this means something? Okay, watch this. And then when it's not, he's just kind of like, oh, whatever. But this fucking guy, I trust him with my fucking unborn child. Like, if he's coming in and we have a lead, we win. Like, we're winning. I already know it. And it's just that six-out save in a game where, like, I don't know, the projection people were probably like, this base is loaded, Angels up one, no outs.
No, the win probability was like
80% Mariners, right? Yeah. Or, like, something high.
It's like a chart.
So it went up to, like, Mariners by, like, 100. And then he just came in and shut shit down. And I think once he got out of that jam, I knew. I was like, I don't care what happens in the ninth. Like, we're winning. Like, we're winning this game. And
for those of you,
it was electric. Stadium erupted. I did the box fade thing.
Yeah, that was tight.
Crazy.
For those of you that don't speak Spanish, so you don't understand his walkout song.
By the way, Pete Soto doesn't speak Spanish.
Oh, we learned that.
He doesn't speak Spanish?
No.
That's fine. That's why I'm here. So he comes out to this song by an iconic Mexican singer. And in the song, the singer says, with or without money, I do whatever the fuck I want. Like, hell always. Yeah.
Damn, that's a good song. That's a good premise for a song.
That's a gangster ass fucking song. He's like, don't forget.
And
with or without the lead, I do whatever the fuck I want. And damn. When he has the lead, he shuts it fucking down.
So then maybe not with or without the lead, maybe only with the lead.
No, he does whatever he wants, though. So without the lead, he gives up bombs. He just says,
fuck this shit.
Yeah. He always does whatever
he
wants.
We're already losing anyways. Who gives a fuck? Like, yeah, I see that. And then we get an electric sound clip from him. It's like, me gusta la adrenalina. And it's like, that's just fucking like
electric. He's a player that the Angels aren't typically used to having because like.
When's the last time we had a good
So Pete said, when's the last time we had a good closer? And I agree, but also when's the last time we had, and I ironically, the two Iglesias are like two of the biggest personalities we've had in a long time.
We need that.
Yeah.
Like Keenan was a pretty good personality, but he wasn't like, I don't think he was good enough to be like the guy, but like Iggy, the shortstop is fun. He does the fucking pulls up in the Jeep. He just, you know what I mean? He does his shit. And then Iggy, the closer, just comes out and shuts the fucking door, drops the hammer on people. So I think, I mean, man, it's probably hard. Artie doesn't seem like a big personality guy. But if the Angels had more personalities, like when Walsh hits a home run and he just drops dick on the fucking home plate, just leaves the bat, like, that's some gangster shit.
Oh, yeah.
So I need more of that. I need, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of a team. Like, the Padres have a ton of personality.
They do.
The Sox, White Sox. Oh, both Sox, actually, have a lot of personality. You got, like, Tim Anderson, you're mean. What's his name? Fucking Jose Abreu, like, on the White Sox. And then you got, like, Verdugo, Devers, J.D. Martinez, like, a bunch of cool-ass dudes on the Red Sox. But the Angels seem to lack that, like, I don't know, it's like that it factor of, like,
it just gives it that extra that.
That extra that's in AAA. That's in AAA.
Damn, Segway Lord over here. Well, also, I think our it factor is on the IL.
No, but.
Which, like, it's a different kind of it factor.
It's a different it factor. It's not like a. It's not like after the game, like, me and my boys put the fucking team on our back and we knew, we heard you guys. You guys were electric. We're not going to let you down. Like, we need that kind of shit.
Yeah, and so I think, obviously, boots on the ground, probably taking pictures of them, but Joe Adell. I think if he develops into a thing, that's going to be our guy. And that's going to be our, like, loud mouth. Just our shit talker.
I think
and
Marsh, that's what we need. Marsh has more of a mouth than a dog.
And I think that if, like, hear me out. If Trout just all of a sudden just says, like, just starts talking crazy, then the world is over. Like, there's no one. Like, if he just starts talking, like, yeah, he threw that in the middle. I piped it. Fuck that dude. Like, you know, like he just starts.
Do you think he ever will?
No.
Dude, yeah. Imagine.
You know, like, why? Because it wouldn't be fair. It's like.
Imagine a parallel universe where, like MLB allows cursing in walk-up like songs. Raff. And he comes out and you just hear, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Dude, you actually know, like, hold on.
Everyone go.
Speaking of walk-up songs, dude, like, okay, that he started off with Whoop-Dee, right?
Yeah, that was sick.
That fire. And then he switched to, like, what you know about rolling that's down in the deep? I listened to that song. That's
my favorite song.
Get the fuck out.
I fucking love that song.
Bro, I listened to that song.
So we are not looking for a new. We're not looking for a new female personality on the show.
You're gone. What you know about rolling down the deep? Everyone hears that mental freeze, whatever, slow motion, and then it gets worse after that.
No, I.
It gets so much worse after that, and I'm like, how? Who listens to this shit?
Me.
Don't play it. Don't play it.
I'm not.
After.
Me.
Bro, unbelievable.
I'm still looking for this fucking win probability.
Honestly, Trout, like, I think he just needs to hire us at a very cost, like, free rate. Like,
all work for free.
Maybe just follow us or just talk to us, and we'll just help you.
Just send me the occasional text.
Like, I'll just help you be cool. Like, hey, yo, Max, I need a walk-up song. I got you. Like, here, play this.
You got it.
Hey, yo, what should I, like, pull into work today wearing? Like, wear this. And it's just unbelievable. But we should help him. Like, we should definitely help him and get him through, like, get him over the hump on, like, how to be cool. Like, imagine him with, like, Tatis's, like, personality. Like, it wouldn't even be fair.
Imagine Mike Trout as your mean Mercedes.
No.
Personality.
Your mean sucks.
Imagine Trout with his hair.
Your mean sucks?
Your mean's mid.
You think so?
He's mid.
Out of your mind.
Mid.
You're mid?
You're mid. You're done. all right, so Friday, electric. And then we didn't even talk about Shohei pitching 10Ks. So that's.
You didn't.
Shohei 10K.
My guy just does everything. So crazy. Saturday.
Shohei 10K.
The funnest, I don't know, the funnest game ever because we hit the ball 1,000 times.
Saturday was like,
and
I
we
was
went down that. And there was a grand slam by fake Justin Turner. And then I'm like, fuck, we lost. And then next thing you know, it's 12-5.
MZ9 did a cool tweet that, like, came back to bite her in the ass, where she's like, when the Angels piss me off, I just turn off the app, and then they come and just rattle off 7 runs.
Yeah.
So, and here's this, I was watching the game, and when I left, it was like 6-5, because I had to drive home from wherever I was, and I was like checking it, and then I got home, and I was like, win 12-5? Like, what the fuck happened?
Dude, Halo Weezy is like,
a lot of people are always like, they win when I don't watch, it's like, die.
Halo Weezy fucking said, Halo Weezy says, if the Angels come back and win, I won't slander them for a month. And then I'm sure he saw us take the lead and he goes, fuck. Guaranteed.
There's a guy on there that says he's not going to tweet till the Angels are 500.
He hasn't tweeted.
Man. Good.
Bro. Hey.
Far away.
Don't.
Hey. I'm not going to lie. Five away now. I'm not going to lie. I was drunk at the river.
Aren't we five away?
I think we're four away.
I think today we lost, so it went back. I think it was
27-32 now.
Yeah. I was drunk at the river and. He tweeted that, and I was like, next year when the Angels are 1-1.
Hey, man.
Oh, you did?
Hey.
I saw that.
See you on opening day. Yeah. Like, see you, bro. Like, catch you on the flip. Yeah, Saturday was elite. The
Seemed Onion, like a fun game to be at.
The Onion on Twitter, and then, I mean, a lot of kids in 240, but if you guys buy the tickets, there won't be. Just unbelievable time. Super fun, and Angels were raking. So Love to see a comeback. Love to see 14 hits. Fireworks were fun. All that shit. Maybe that's why there was kids fireworks.
You stay for the fireworks?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah. All right. Finally, last game of the week today. Or, well, would be yesterday. So
not lit.
Sunday, the day game.
Not
lit. Looked okay until they gave up a billion runs in the ninth.
Until they failed to use Chris Rodriguez.
Which, like, yeah, why didn't they use C-Rod?
Well, there was like a... I think Joe said that because he was warming up like
too much yesterday, right?
Yesterday or something like that. He wasn't going to be available.
That's what he said. I saw that.
I just don't get why that matters. He hasn't pitched in like 3 days. Like yesterday could have been like his bullpen day.
I don't know. Again, I don't like to shame on any specific player, but why the fuck is a certain player that might have the same name as me be on our team? Mm. Like, why is he still on the team?
That's unfortunate.
I'm not too sure.
Why is Alex Claudio on the team? Oh, like, no. Why is he on the team?
Oh, yeah.
I was gonna say Suzuki, but, you know.
Oh, he's. I think he's kind of built a rapport with, like, Otani, so he's not going anywhere. Alex Claudio is just... He came in last night, and it's like, yeah, you have a 7-run lead, and you played well. Like, cool. So Alex Claudio pitched last night and then pitched today. C-Rod warmed up yesterday.
And couldn't pitch
just
today.
Just warmed up and didn't play today. So that's, like, definitely a problem.
Yeah, it made no sense. I saw that tweet, and I was like, what the?
Yeah, I don't know. It could have been, like, a bullpen day. Because that's what players normally, once they're done, they'll have, like, a bullpen day, and then they'll have, like, a weight room day, and then it'll be, like, game day. Like, let me just go in there and do what I do, what you guys pay me to do.
Yeah, he's got I mean, I don't know what we expect C-Rod to do, but it's just kind of like, you know, Carl, maybe not the best time to clean your glasses.
I expect him to do what the other... 7-6 guys in the bullpen can't do.
Yeah.
That's like get outs and throw a scoreless inning for me. Or for the Angels.
The best time to clean your glasses? I'm letting you have mic time. Be respectful. All right, dude. Whatever. I'm getting four mics. They were closed.
If you were poor.
They were fucking closed.
If you weren't poor, we'd have
four
mics.
They were closed. I was going to buy one. They were closed.
Stop being a fucking simp on Twitter and doing jacket tweets.
I was getting a new phone, but I didn't even get a new phone.
Yeah, well, you fucking did jacket tweets instead of going to Guitar Center. So the
Guitar Center wasn't open last night.
Who took a fucking L?
You didn't do anything. All you want was 2 for 4. You didn't go to Guitar Center.
I had 3 RBIs.
You had time. Okay.
Hey, we scored 8 runs. I had 3 RBIs.
Well, the Angels scored 5 runs today. So talk about that.
Yeah, I want to bet. But.
Well, no, they ruined the fucking streak now because we were 25-8. Now we're 25-9 when we score more than 4. I was begging for them. I was like, please don't score 4.
Happy birthday, Anthony Rendon.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Anthony Rendon.
Happy birthday, Tony. 2 birthdays.
I mean, when's the other one?
Also, care more.
I think 31. I think.
Care more.
He cares. He just doesn't give a fuck, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's for sure. He cares. He just doesn't give a fuck.
Doesn't that make sense with him, though?
No.
Yeah.
No, he just has that, like, that. Like, I walk in there. Like, you know, I've been, like,
bro, it's like, I care, but I don't give a fuck. Like, that makes sense.
No.
Yes, it does.
If you're not producing, you're not allowed to have the I don't give a fuck.
That's but he's producing.
Yeah, bro.
No, he has.
And a 9-5 loss.
I was paying really close attention to Rendon this weekend because of your guys' last pod.
Last year's Justin Upton, where like Upton hit a home run when they were down like 10-1.
Rendon is not an onion.
Last year, we would always talk shit on Upton and be like, your Uber's here. And then he would hit a bomb when we're up like 10-1. And now Rendon's only doing shit when, like, the game doesn't count.
Well, no, I just think it's, like, his injuries have been, like, he's only back for, like, 2 weeks, and then he'll get injured.
Bro, hop in a fucking ice bath.
I just think, like, it's a matter of, like, seeing ABs and stuff.
All right. I can't argue with that. And I want him to do well. It just pisses me off. Like, do good. That's why we paid you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't relate. I had 2 ABs and got a fucking
damn. First day back.
Got a fucking knock, you know, so.
You only had 2 RBIs? It's a little
different.
I mean, 2 at-bats?
I had 2 ABs, and then I hit a 2-run single, so can't relate. Technically got hit, so that's not a real at-bat. So I had 1 at-bat.
You only batted twice?
Batted 5 times.
Damn, did you play the field?
Yeah, played third, made 2 plays.
How many errors?
0.
For real?
Swear to God.
There's no way.
All my life.
You made 14 errors on Saturday, 0 on Sunday?
I made 1 error. I made one error Saturday.
I mean, you made a few.
I made one.
All right.
I made one. I just didn't make any of the diving plays that I tried to make. Okay. Those don't count as errors.
Right, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. What's your war?
0.2.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah, Sandoval kind of looking good, right?
Yeah, man. The guy has horrible luck. I think he's still 0 for in wins in his career. 0 for 2, yeah. No, not 0 for 2. I think he's like 0 for 15 in his career.
Oh, career. This year he's 0 for 2. So.
Yeah, he was looking bad. Good.
Three, hey,
physically?
Bro.
No, on the mound.
Yeah, physically too.
Hey, good looking guy.
Six innings and 3 earned runs. I'll take that. We talked about this. I'll take that every day of the week. I know with our bullpen, it's pretty sus.
Yeah. Well, if we use it right, I mean, like, I would love to just start the game over in the whenever he came out and just put C-Rod in there and see like if that holds. Because I mean, we gave up. So he gave up 3. When did they get the 4th? A home run, right?
The Angels or the Mariners?
Mariners hit a home run.
Yeah, we were down 4-2.
No, we're down 3-1 for the longest time.
We're down 4-2.
And then 4-2. And then they just got 5. And then
they gave up 5 in the top of the ninth.
And that was Strickland, Claudio.
That's it. No, I think. Strickland, C-Sheck, Claudio.
Something like
that. Oh. Strickland, Claudio,
C-Sheck. No, I think C-Sheck closed it out, but Claudio was a part of that for sure.
Yeah.
Strickland was a part of that. And every time he fucks up, I just want to be like, Bryce Harper's on the way. Like, get it together. I will call Bryce Harper right now.
The irony of that is that we scored 3 in the top.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it's hard to say. I know people are being like, oh, we could have had a walk-off, but it's like things are different.
They would have put
I mean?
In not Keenan.
They would have had a different, like, you know, mentality, different mindset. Yeah. You're playing different when you're up 9-2 than when you're up 4-2, you know what I mean? So, or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we would have walked it off, and that would have been tight.
Bro, so.
Which we don't have one yet.
I made 2 bets today.
We don't have a walk-off yet.
We don't.
Nope.
But, I mean, we typically aren't in those situations in the ninth anyway.
All right.
We're either winning or we're losing.
You're saying we don't have any walk-offs this year?
I don't think so. No,
Walsh.
We don't.
Walsh.
Oh, we have one walk-off.
Right, ah, you then. Fucking dork.
It was Easter, bro. I was telling him fucking Easter bird.
Walsh off.
Easter bird.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I made 2 bets today.
Right. Sorry.
First one.
I'm wrong.
Clippers over. Dumb. Thank you. Second one, Angels over 4.5. They fucking
don't
hit
be
it.
Profiting off my fucking team.
They got it in the night.
Rose.
That was a good bet to make. I am
yeah,
confident.
I guess they are. Yeah, you used my stats against me.
I'm confident in my team that we're going to score 5 runs.
Yeah, and when they score 5 runs, they're 25 and 9.
I just didn't expect them to give up 9.
25 and 9 when they score more than 4.
Yeah, I just didn't think they were going to give up 9. So,
all right, let's get into a series preview. Obviously no fun here, or unless there's anything else from the week, Thursday through Sunday. Anybody want to, am I missing anything? JP Crawford's fucking monster against us.
Fuck that guy. Fuck Logan Gilbert. Fuck Justice Sheffield. We'll see you soon, Seattle.
Okay. Yes. Now we have the Royals coming into town Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Redemption series.
Fuck yeah. This is kind of when like things started going off the rails for the hot Angels in the beginning.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we definitely owe them an ass-whooping, and I...
Well, they were hot at that time, too. They were, like, the best team in baseball at that point in time.
Yeah, they cooled us down, yeah. They cooled us down, and then, I haven't really been paying attention to them, but I know they just lost 2 to Minnesota.
They've been humbled
by
the league.
So, we need to get at least 2 here. We can't go 1-2.
No.
I don't know what games you want to win. Maybe tomorrow and Wednesday. I don't give a fuck. Just win 2. Sweep if you want. We've had a sweep. Have we swept someone?
I don't think we've swept anyone.
I think we have. We swept.
2 games doesn't count.
That doesn't count, yeah, but still. So let's get a 3-game sweep. Obviously, we're worried about the catcher. Forgot his fucking name.
For the Royals, Sal Perez.
That's the guy that kills us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to stop him at the airport.
I think it's the only guy from, like, 2014.
Fuck.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, him. So, I mean, we got the usual suspects coming in.
No, they got a bunch of guys back. Holland.
Oh, yeah, and Danny Huffy?
Duffy. Who do we have pitching tomorrow? Bundy?
Tomorrow
or later today, actually.
It's Bunday, and then it's
Heaney.
Heen Dog, and then we have Canning, and then Friday is going to be Shohei in Arizona.
Which should be fine.
Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you know that?
I'm there.
Boots
on the ground.
He's there.
Like I said, I said it earlier.
Wait, Annie's hitting that day.
Yeah, he has to.
Any event that we talk about, he's like, I'm there.
I'm there.
That's
Hawaii in 2 weeks. I'm there. Like, he's just like, he's at
he
every
just shows
day.
Up. You're like, hey guys.
And then you're and then your Hawaii trip in July. I'm there. Like, I'm he's there. Just everywhere.
He's gonna show up with like holding your bags and be like, hey, dumbass, you left this.
No, the microphone. The micro yeah, the yeah, microphone. Yeah, 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 he's gonna bring the microphone. Yeah, that's funny.
What the fuck? I told you I'll be there.
All right. So yeah, series preview. I know it's not that great, not whatever, but enjoy it.
We have a golden opportunity right here.
We gotta sweep. Yeah, we gotta sweep. And I know it's difficult, but we have to sweep. So
golden opportunity. Yeah. We have to. It's like a must.
All right. Carl, you could run through the board right there. What I know you have some things written down just to bring it up.
The big one, I think everyone has seen, Joe Adell is still fucking raking. Say what you want about his walk yeah. and strikeout ratio. If he strikes out every three at bats, I don't give a fuck as long as he hits a home run.
I don't get that. I don't get that argument. We have guys up here that are striking out.
Bro, Joe Adell is not only going to be an elite player, an elite talent, and he's – everyone is like, oh, look at him. He fucking called him up too early. Look at Kelnick, though. Like, there's such thing as that. There's such thing as, like, time to adjust in the major league. And Joe Adell was doing things last year that were really good that we were like, yeah, his defense is questionable. But
no one's had a career like him.
Now he's doing things that even if the defense is kind of sus, like the good outweighs the bad. And at this point, the good is really fucking good. He yeah. just keeps.
What have you got to lose?
Dude, he can't stop hitting home runs.
Yeah.
He refuses to stop hitting home runs. Every time you look, it's like, well, the Salt Lake Beast said we're running out of captions.
I think you looked at today, someone tweeted me, and I have a question for you. Someone tweeted me, Lagares, Iglesias, Suzuki, and Ward 0 for 15 today, right? Mm-hmm. Let Joe Adell be part of that. If it's going to be 0 for 15, I want to see Lagares, Iglesias, Suzuki, Adell 0 for 15. Like, what's the difference? Like, there's no difference in that. And, like, I think he can... You know, he has a little more pop than like I get Lagares is a great defender.
Lagares has zero home runs this year.
Zero pop. So, and then we can't take Upton out. So he's staying there. Yeah, he's Upton stuck there.
Upton's leadoff onion.
Left field, I mean, right field.
I don't hate Taylor
I guess
Ward.
Ward
there.
Yeah, I like Ward there. But if Joe Adell's defense was, I mean, again, a little better, I think it'd be time. But I don't know what they're waiting for. I mean, I honestly don't. And
what if we bring him up? We put him
just
in left, and then we put up Onion in center.
No, he's too slow.
He's not. Bro, he can move.
I just hate that. Like, you ask the question of like, why isn't Joe Adell up, and then you get the fucking stat nerds fucking.
This is why
his XFFFIP is down. Like, bro, he's a good fucking player, and I don't want to see fucking. Like, I see Juan Lagares, but like, I get it, cool, but it's like it doesn't do anything. That doesn't fire anyone up. That doesn't bring anyone to the ballpark. That doesn't do anything.
You know what's up?
My balls.
Joe Adell's exit velo.
Yes. Carl exit velo. Okay, so Joe Adell's still raking. Got to call him up.
Matt Theis doing some nice things at catcher. I don't want to say catcher of the future because, I mean, that's just a fucking shot in the dark. But
yeah.
He has been a catcher in his career. He was drafted as a catcher, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And if we can see him develop, he spent some time in AAA. He's still young. I think he's like 24, 25. If he can develop into a catcher for the future, I would love that because lefty bat, like,
yeah.
And he's spent some time in the bigs.
Stassi's
he kinda
fucking.
Knows.
I got to shout out Stassi, though. If we're going to talk about catchers.
Stassi's fucking lit. He had a bomb the other day.
He's a huge Saturday? Piece of this team.
Yeah, he's fucking nice.
Okay.
And then to stick on the minor league stuff, Tyler Zombro from Durham Bulls took a liner off the fucking face.
Oof.
And he, like, fell down. He kind of looked like he was seizing a bit. And. That's the kind of stuff where you're just like, man, it's a beautiful game, but then it's like an ugly game at the same time because that kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
So prayers up for Tyler. You know, we on this podcast are fans of player safety. We would never wish harm on a player. Like stuff like that. Just that, like Kevin Pillar, like, change a life. And then also it's just like, even if he is able to play again, he's going to remember that. And like that's like when if someone's in a car accident and they're able to drive again, they're gonna be like, oh, I remember when that car fucking crashed into me.
He's gonna remember it. It's gonna be tough.
Yeah. So prayers up for him for sure. It was a cool like turnout to see the support for him in like across Twitter, across the league, and whatnot. So yeah, just hope he's all right. Hope he makes a full recovery. And yeah, I just hate to see that kind of stuff. So shout out to him.
They came out with the top I guess we're only going to do top three, but they came out top five Angels prospects.
Yeah.
No surprise. Obviously, Marsh, Adams, Detmers.
It's cool that Joe Dell's out of the prospect Adam, stratosphere.
Yeah, Adams is fucking flying out the ranks, though. And I don't know. I mean, how many center fielders do we need, though? You know,
like, he wears Adidas cleats, though.
That stresses has me nothing new.
It stresses you out. Oh,
fuck, man. Come on, Nike, dude.
Yeah, whatever. All right. That's about. Oh, yeah. Last thing. Sticky stuff. A lot of people talking about it. What do you guys think? I mean, do you care? Like, I don't. I mean, use a little bit. You don't use a little bit. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I don't really care about it. I mean, pitchers have been using it for like generations. Why are we gonna stop it now? You know what I mean?
I think I saw Dallas Braden tweet out that like sunscreen and rosin is like different than actual sticky stuff. Mm-hmm. Just use sunscreen and rosin. Who gives a fuck? Like, just use that.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think times are changing. The game is changing itself. I mean, yeah, back in the days it was sunscreen, rosin bag, you know, whatever. Now players are finding different ways to create some type of substance to help get a little itch, you know?
Yeah, all right.
I mean, if you're going to, like, develop the game and, you know, I mean, are we just going to pick and choose of what we choose? I mean, what?
Yeah,
we,
I think know, there's some blame. You know? There's a lot of people that do. The video you sent me earlier this week, Baseball Doesn't Exist, calls a great point to, like, Bauer went to the Dodgers and everyone's spin rate went up.
Except for Blake. Trinan or
and then again today they announced that you're getting a 10-game suspension if you use it. Cole
shit the bed.
Cole down. What's it called? Cole's, what's it called? Rotation spin spin rate? Spin rate. There you go. Cole's spin rate was down, and then Bauer's spin rate was down today too.
Bauer got to the Dodgers, and Kenley Jansen decided to be a closer again.
And the people were saying that's why, like, part of the deal was like, hey, you have to share that recipe with us or some shit.
That's pretty funny.
That's elite.
He's a bitch.
Big time. Okay.
Fuck Rachel Luba, too.
Let's go around the diamond. Start off with Mrs. Fletcher.
MZ9.
Wait, what am I doing?
I don't know. Talk about something. Just kidding. Say what you're looking for. What do you want to see against KC? Who do you want to see do well? And who do you not like? Or who do you want to see do well in the Angels? From, like, what do you want to see Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
I mean, everyone.
I want to see us go 3-0. One thing is the series. Okay,
you want the sweep. I like that. Going for the fucking prize. The sweep. Yeah. I'm fucking horny for a sweep, dude.
I think the Angels need to sign Hezbollah.
Get the fuck out.
You just wanted to throw that in there so bad.
Yeah, I think you could pitch.
All right, Pete, what do you want to see this weekend? Or this series, sorry.
This series, I want to see our starters go like at least like 6+.
Mm. Every game? You're asking for a lot.
I know I'm asking for a lot. But that's because Madden just doesn't trust our guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, right. We get to the third round of the batting order, and he's like, no, dude. It's that guy upstairs is on the phone with me right now. He says, don't let him go. Right? And pull him. You know?
Fuck, man. I hear you. And we all see it. The only one I'm okay with is Ohtani, just because how much he works.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them, I think, just like with Cobb. I think it's cool that you let Cobb go fucking.
I was surprised.
What did them go, 7?
Yep.
So, he go, the pitcher today? I'm blanking. Six. He did, yeah, because they were talking about Sandoval.
That was about cool 100 pitches. That seems legit.
That one game in Oakland where Sandoval was like dealing and they yanked him.
And then we lost right away. Yeah. All right. Carl, what do you want to see this series?
I would like to see Jose Iglesias get back into the swing of things.
Mm-hmm.
He looked a little rusty from his little injured list stint.
IL stint, yeah.
Made an error yesterday. He looked all right today, but like his timing's off. Like it looks like at the plate.
Yeah.
I want to see Griffin Canning have a good outing.
Well, that was two things.
So that who's gonna stop me?
Yeah, you're right.
Want to see Griffin Canning have a good outing because I feel like he needs it.
Because
he's a big, he seems like a big confidence guy to me. Because when he's cruising, he's cruising. No, so when he gets ahead, he starts going.
Yeah.
So that's why I mean, yeah. I guess it's easy to say I want our pitchers to do well, but I mean at this point I want everyone on the team to do well because the bats fucking fall asleep sometimes too.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see C-Rod this week. Just
Crod.
He's on the team, so. Play him. also, want to see some more onion home runs. And then, because that guy, man, he's on. We compared to, like, he has 12 more home runs than Cody Bellinger.
He's hitting 400 since we called him Justin Onion.
Is he?
I don't know.
I need the stats on that. Peak, you give me the stats on...
It seems like it.
Yeah. From, when do we call him?
Next
when
time we'll call
him.
When
do we start that?
We'll have like stats
three
for
pods ago? Two next pods time. Ago?
Yeah.
All right, so as soon as, I need the stats from since we called him that, and then that's something I want to post. And then, yeah, I mean, so I want to see C-Rod.
Well, that's Onion two home things. Run. That's three things.
Well, who's going to stop me?
Yeah.
And then I want to see Rysel.
Ain't so fun when the rabbit got the gun.
I want to see Rysel close one out this week. I think that'd be just elite. So.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah. But we're not getting any love. But vote Otani. Vote Walsh. Vote Rysel. We got those shirts.
Not Luke Voit.
We got the hoodies coming out. Shirts coming out. Vote. All-Star game. I think it'd be funny if if you go, we're obviously going to give you one.
2024.
Boots on the ground.
No more bullshit.
Yeah. All right. Sign us off, Carl. Do a little spiel and then tell them where to follow you and shit.
So I know everyone is hoping to find details out about this, but I will not be playing Sunday League next week because I'll be in Hawaii.
I'm out.
Can I play?
Probably not. You'll be in Hawaii too, dumbass.
No, I'm saying, but like next, when we come back.
He's not going anymore. He changed his mind.
Like when we come back, can I play?
Yeah, probably.
I think one thing that we left out about Carl's Sunday League is that I just got a text from a coworker, just coincidentally was at the game,
mm-hmm.
and is like, your boy's out here fucking... I forgot what he said. He's like, check out your boys out. Your boy,
your man's out here balling.
Yeah, your man's out here. And I was like, yo, cheer for my boy. Like, you better fucking cheer for my boy. And then he's like, he's the opposite team. And I was like, I don't care. Like,
cheer for my boy.
He sent me a video of Carl hitting a single up the middle in slow mo. It was pretty tight.
Go, Carl.
And yeah, so that was cool.
So Max is skipping Hawaii to play. Sunday.
You think I could play or be asking too much?
No, I think you could. I have to coordinate.
Is it one of those things where like I go and then I only play like half the game or something just because they don't know me?
You could switch in and out. Yeah.
You go at all times? Like, I can play left field, bench, then go back out?
Yeah, I played like third base, bench, third base, second base, bench, third base, bench.
Oh, shit, I didn't know that. Yeah. All right. Sunday League. Some Sunday leagues play, they say once you're out, you're out.
In the wise words of me and you 20 seconds ago, who's going to stop me?
The Sunday League
commissioner?
Coach. Who are you talking about?
Like, umpire.
Respect the rules. All right, bro.
Here you go. But you want a cousin too phony.
All right, do the thing, the end thing.
You're the thing, boy, Alex Cobb.
Do the end thing.
Guys, if you enjoyed listening to us be dumb fucks and have a great addition in Monica and Boots on the Ground, Pete, please rate, review, subscribe, do your thing. If you listen to, yep, there you go. If you listen to us on Apple, hit the rating, 5-star thing, leave a nice little comment. If you listen to us on Spotify, I'm not sure how it works, but
probably we got to write a script for you.
In the script, it would be Max, don't interrupt me.
Yeah, for sure.
That would definitely be in there.
For sure.
Probably would be in
there. Yeah, maybe we should make Monica do it. That'd be fucking fire.
And yeah, you know, it's been a good ride so far. It's going to keep getting more fun. We have great new additions. We're cooking up a lot of stuff that is hopefully going to go well. It's been going well so far. But
we're
going to
be on TikTok.
Hopefully, Max is going to be in the Barstool burner.
You too.
If I keep playing Sunday,
I won't do it. I won't do it if they don't pick you.
You're full of shit.
Just kidding. Just kidding. I will.
No, I actually wouldn't, and he's opposite. No,
he would just
Carl,
go.
My nightmare
He'd
is
be
that
like, Carl,
my
keep
nightmare,
him out.
My nightmare is that they pick Carl and not me.
Okay.
I won't leave my room for a week.
If there was a scout at Sunday League today,
he would have
picked
me.
They might pick him.
You're out.
All right, guys. You heard the man. Fucking iTunes. Leave a review. I love reading about myself. And if you leave a review about Carl, make it short. Make mine super long. Also, the Linktree and all our socials.
Insecure.
So, Twitter at RocksInTheOF, Instagram at RocksInTheOF. Hit the Linktree, and that is like the fucking mall directory. Like, you want to see where this is, go here. You want to see where that is, go here. Twitter is the biggest one, though. Follow us on Twitter, retweet, subscribe, interact. And so, Monica, where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
Home address.
At M Zepeda.
Which you need to change because it's too many letters.
I can't.
Halo Hottie, Monica.
Too horny.
Yeah, bonk. All right, Pete, where can they find you?
Twitter.
All right. All right.
Soto Pete _ 23. And then Instagram, Pete _Soto 23. Nice and simple.
All right.
Not too hard.
Carl Exavilo. Carl changes his name so many times, I don't even know.
Sometimes I'm scrolling and I'm like, who is this? And I'm like, oh, Carl.
Who is Rysel? Don't touch me, bitch. Like, Carl. I'm like, I don't fucking know.
My name, Carl, can you send me a tweet or a text every time you change it so I can keep up?
Yeah. My name, bonk. My name's been the same for like 3 weeks, and it was since Mike Trout got hurt, and
that's a long great. Time.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we need trial backs desperately. All right.
That's what do you want me to have?
That's a Max. Show. That's a show. Love you guys. Follow me. Max Air Jordan 1. And like I said,
Rocks to 1K.
Rocks to 1K. Big facts. Big, yeah, number 1,000. We're close. Yeah, we're close. La Hefa's giving out a print.
Gotta post shout that. Out to her.
And then, yeah, Rocks to 1K. And so Soto P23 got 4 tickets.
4 tickets. I'll let you guys choose the game you guys want, and I will get you guys.
Ooh, Yankees.
Any, well, not any. I'll choose a section, but they'll probably be like section field
240.
Level.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, maybe 240. I'm fine. So we get rocks to the 1K.
Fuck yeah. All right. Thank you guys for listening. Make sure, again, do all that stuff. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell a friend. Follow me on Twitter, MaxHaterJordan1. That's the show. We'll see ya. Go Angels. See ya.
Bonk.
Carl got the last word.
Bonk.